Hi, this is Mike Swanson of Wall Street Window. I got a special guest with me. It's Victor Riesco of the Global Trading Pad. How you doing, Victor?
Hello, Mike. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Yeah, it's been a real interesting month for the stock market. This is the very last day of January, and the market has managed to go up this month and defy the people who doubt it. And I was actually doubting it. I thought we'd see some sort of top come in January and then the market trade down, but we just saw a little pull back the other day, and it doesn't look to me like a major top. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, actually, it's been a pretty impressive rally since mid-December. And basically, it started after Thanksgiving, you know. We've been rallying for quite a while, and we hadn't had a decent pullback, maybe in more than a month. So I've been bullish, and as I talked to you last week, I've been in more in profit taking mode than making new buys. But I'm pretty impressed on the how this market is just when you know some selling starts and you think, okay, now we're gonna pull back a bit, it just bounces back. And like yesterday, actually, you know, we were down over 1% and we ended up basically flat, and the Nasdaq was barely positive or almost positive. So yeah, it's been I was expecting a rally, but I was not expecting it to be so, you know, without any pause. It's just basically grinding higher, and it got very near to the 1340, 1350 target I was looking. And now actually, you know, some good setups are appearing again, and I might do a little bit of buying, you know, if they trigger.
Well, the thing about the stock market is, you know, we've gotten a little bit of pullback the past 3 days.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it was getting very overbought, so it was kind of like you can expect that to happen, and I was kind of looking for that early last week. But the thing is, a lot of the sentiment surveys, they're not showing extreme bullishness, not the type that you see in major tops in the stock market. So that makes me think that we probably will get some sort of pullback in February, but it'll probably be something like we saw around Thanksgiving, and then the market would go up again. That's essentially, you know, kind of what happened last year too, in from January to March or so. There's a pullback a couple times, but not a major top until you saw extreme bullish sentiment readings. Yeah, so I think that's probably where we're headed to.
Yeah, actually, if you, for example, you look at you know, some common sentiment surveys like Investors Intelligence, right now the bull to bear ratio, it's at 1.68, and when you know, we see major tops, it usually gets to around 3. That way, if you look at, you know, historical charts, when bulls are three times as bigger as bears, you get a major top. Now we're at 1.5, 1.6, so, you know, bullish sentiment is not as great. And you're right, you know, the market basically has gone flat since maybe 20th of January. It's had small pullbacks and small gains, and that kind of relieved that overbought condition with that lateral consolidation. And actually, you know, some stocks that I had sold, they pulled back a bit during, you know, those days, and now they seem to be setting up again for another move higher. So it's probable that if they trigger, I might take some trades on it, you know, because I don't want to get, you know, lose this market going higher. It might go much higher than you know, what might one expect. And if it doesn't work, you know, just take a small loss and move on, you know.
Well, what do you see, besides the stock market, what do you see, like, in the currency market? Because I know you're doing some euro trades earlier.
Well, last time we spoke, I talked about the euro-US dollar, how it was setting up for a rally, because it was very oversold, and also the sentiment was very bearish, and we actually got a nice little rally from the bottom, and I actually was long and took profits Got lung the week we talked. Later in the week, I got lung that Thursday, and then I took profits last week on Thursday. It was like a 1 week trade, and you know I made a nice little gain. And yeah, and well, basically, if the euro remains strong and the dollar weakens, it will be kind of hard for also for the market to fall too much. And with you know what the Fed said, with interest rates are low until late 2014 at least, that's you know a huge boost for foreign currencies and also stocks, commodities. It you know it incentivates speculation in the stock market if you know that the Fed's gonna be so easy on money policy for so long. So I think to get that, like a good pullback on the stock market, we're gonna have to get something kind of news related that's kind of pretty bad and scares people off. So everything's looking, you know, pretty bullish, and yeah, I don't think we're gonna get like a big crash or anything like that in the stock market. At least something, you know, bad happens or people just get extremely bullish, which is not the case.
No, but yeah, if it keeps going up, though, it will happen eventually. But
we need to see much more bullish, you know,
right?
Sentiment. Like me, like even though I was bullish, I was kind of doubting the rally here and just holding on. So, you know, people are still doubting this rally or looking for pullbacks and not happening. So we need more bulls and they're not there yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we wrap up this interview, could you tell people where to go for more information from you?
Yeah, well, just visit my site, globaltradingpad.com. There's a lot of free stuff that's really valuable, but you know all the goodies, the best, the trading recommendations, the educational material, the live trading room. That's for members. It's a pretty, in my opinion, cheap site for all the services you get. So I invite you to join and make some good trades with me.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, talk to you later, and thanks for taking time to do the interview.
Okay, Mike. Thank you, and always a pleasure.